I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Judges who refuse to comply with Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials could be removed from the bench under a proposal advancing in the Tennessee State House. WPLN's Mariana Bacayao reports this is happening as ICE is arresting people showing up for court in Middle Tennessee.
The ACLU and the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition signed a joint letter urging judges to stop arrests from happening inside their courtrooms. The coalition's legal director, Spring Miller, is concerned.
Because what it means is that people who are, you know, showing up in good faith to address minor traffic infractions are at risk of being detained.
Shelby Webb, a paralegal and Spanish interpreter, had similar concerns when she testified against a state house measure to remove judges that defy ICE.
The effects extend well beyond any one case, and if this bill is enacted, defendants will not appear, witnesses to crimes will not testify, victims may not report crimes at all.
Legal advisors for the legislature say that the bill won't change much because there's already a process to investigate judges who break the law. Republican Senator Carrie Roberts says the proposal would give the court more guidance as immigration enforcement efforts ramp up in the state.
That this would make it clear that this would be misconduct on behalf of a judge.
The bill now moves to the Senate, having already passed the House. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
Metro Nashville is about to launch an 18-month study on local ecology. It will use geospatial analysis, which can provide hard numbers on environmental issues like erosion, water quality, and how development could interrupt wildlife habitats. City officials told the Alt Weekly, the Nashville Scene, that the city planning department has been primarily focused on housing and transportation, but when it comes to building Nashville's future, the environment is the third leg of that stool. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.